Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. It might surprise you to learn that the man behind this music started his career as a drummer for hardcore bands in his native Iceland. But for the last several years, Ólafur Arnalds has taken his sound in a decidedly different direction. His haunting compositions have been called everything from neoclassical to indie pop, and film and TV producers have flocked to the 26-year-old for musical scores. His latest album is called For Now I Am Winter. Ólafur Arnalds and his band joins me here in the studio. Here's a song called Near Light, live on Soundcheck.
Thank you.
That is music from the Icelandic composer and pianist Ólafur Arnalds at our piano and also handling the electronics, Viktor Árnason playing the violin, and Ruben Kodaly playing the cello live here in the Soundcheck studio. They'll be joined by singer Arnór Dahn in just a moment. But Ólafur, good to have you with us on Soundcheck.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Beautiful new album called For Now I Am Winter, but that song, Near Light, that's from your 2011 record, right?
Yeah, that's from a record that I did in my living room and appropriately called it Living Room Songs.
And the story goes that as you finished each song, instead of waiting to release the whole album, you would put them up on YouTube.
Yeah, I challenged myself to do a song every day. I did the same idea in 2009, but this time we actually videotaped the whole process and we released them as kind of live videos from my living room every day. I started writing the song in the morning and we'd record it in the afternoon, mixing in the evening.
What's on the video? Is the video of you sitting down and putting notes on paper?
No, it's of the recording itself. Okay. So we would record and videotape in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So it's like a live feed from the living room, basically.
All right. Well, now that we have you, Ólafur, here in our Soundcheck studio, we have the complete set of Arnalds because your cousin Olaf was here. She sang a set of songs for us earlier in the year. You guys are cousins, right?
We are, yeah. I think she's also playing New York this week, actually.
Mm-hmm. You guys have a sold-out show this evening at Le Poisson Rouge. So did you both grow up in musical families?
We grew up pretty close. There was always music at our house, or both our houses, and on family get-togethers, we would play music. Olaf would usually sing. I'd play the guitar or piano, and there would be like a group singing on Christmas and stuff.
And what kind of music was it that you had in the house growing up?
I grew up with the Beatles and a lot of classical music, basically. Uh-huh. My parents listened to classical music a bit.
So what did they think when their teenage son started playing drums in hardcore bands there in Iceland?
They didn't complain, but, you know, but that's because they're nice people, you know. I kind of rebelled against the whole classical thing. I wasn't interested in it at all. But my brother was listening to rock music, so I kind of grew up with more of his music, like Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So that got me into drumming, and then I went kind of deeper into more punk stuff.
And then how did you come out the other side? Because, you know, if for a guy who was trying to avoid classical music, there's a very classical sound to a lot of this.
Yeah, I guess two things. My grandmother always made me listen to Chopin. She kind of force-fed me with Chopin for a while. And in the end, I just started liking it, I guess. But also, there was a year when we lived in Canada and I didn't have any friends. I watched a lot of movies and I got really interested in film scoring.
Uh-huh. Now, there is a very cinematic quality to much of this new record, as there has been to your older music as well. Are you thinking in terms of scenes and stories as you're writing these pieces?
No, not when I'm writing, but often when I listen back to it or when I start thinking about it afterwards, that those scenes come to my mind just like they do with a listener. But I think writing music is just about the music itself. It's not about love and life or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just about compiling some notes and tones and sounds.
Although this new record, For Now I Am Winter, has a lot of actual songs with lyrics. So at that point, what does that do to the songwriting process?
Well, the lyrics also came afterwards. I think Arnór wrote the lyrics, actually, and he wrote them after listening to my songs, basically.
Okay.
So the lyrics are also just an interpretation, one person's or two persons in this case, interpretation of the songs. Mm-hmm.
So, but when you're writing,
it's pretty
abstract.
Pure abstract. Not all the time, of course. You sometimes get strikes of inspiration because of some specific things, but more common is that you just sit down and you decide to write something.
Well, you know, people have clearly responded to that cinematic aspect of your music. The movies The Hunger Games and Looper both used some of your songs. And now you're actually writing for this British TV series, right? The what's it called, Broadchurch?
Yeah, I'm the kind of composer for Broadchurch, so I do all the music in that. And I've done a few full scores as well for some films.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's got to be different, because there is a scene, there is a story, and you're writing along to that.
So that's kind of an example of the what is usually the exception that becomes the, you know, the main thing there, that you're actually reading a script or watching a scene, and you have to kind of think how it makes you feel and then try to translate that into, you know, music. Mm-hmm.
And is the sound there, is the sound world similar to what we're getting here, the acoustic instruments plus electronics?
In Broadchurch, it's very much that. They told me when they hired me that the reason for why they hired me was not because they thought I could do something that they wanted. They just wanted exactly what I was already doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was great for me. They gave me complete freedom and just told me to be as bold as I wanted to be. So that was great. You don't get that very often in mainstream television.
No. Just basically do whatever you want to do. And it.
Yeah, and they said, like, the weirder and crazier it is, the better.
Yeah. They awesome. Filmed that in Dorset, right?
They
in
did,
the west
yeah.
of England.
Yeah.
Like,
it's really sunny.
God's green earth.
Yeah. That was really interesting thing about the show, actually, is that because it's such a dark story, but it happens in the middle of summer in, like, the greenest place on earth. And that's kind of a thing in the music as well, to find that contrast, to kind of bring that darkness. So, like, when I first watched the episode without music, it looked so happy, you know. So it was kind of my job to
bring
make
dark.
The story work in that sunny environment.
Okay. Yeah. We're speaking with Ólafur Arnalds, the Icelandic composer and pianist and producer. Now, the title track of the new record, For Now I Am Winter.
Yeah.
I mean, that suggests, especially up in Iceland, darkness that goes for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it does. It does go on for a long, long time. But for us, me and Arnór, this is a metaphor for more, you know, life things that. So the reason for why we call it For Now I Am Winter, not just I Am Winter, is because we want to see that the winter, even though it seems long and it's dark and it's kind of cold and horrible, there's always spring after the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's a mentality that we use in life as well, that there's
so
always.
For Now I Am Winter.
Yeah.
Next record. Maybe you'll be something else. Ólafur Arnalds is here with his band. Let's add Arnór Dan to the collection of instrumentalists that we heard already, and listen to a live performance of the title track from Ólafur Arnalds' latest record, called "For Now I Am Winter," live on Soundcheck. For Now I Am Winter. That is the title track of the latest album by the Icelandic composer and pianist Ólafur Arnalds. He and his band playing live here in the Soundcheck studio. Ólafur at our piano and handling the electronics. Arnór Dan singing. Ruben Cordeli playing cello. Victor Ornason playing the violin. Let's hear another song from Ólafur Arnalds and the band. They are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today and playing tonight at Le Poisson Rouge here in New York. That show is sold out. This song is called Old Skin.
Sounds of sea, rose an oath in search for something more to be, still hard for me. Treading lightly, tightly, shedding its own skin, leaving trails of night for light to bring chagrin. While air grows thin,
the song is called Old Skin, another live performance on Soundcheck from the Icelandic composer and pianist Ólafur Arnalds. and it appears on his latest release called For Now, I Am Winter. Olafur, it's once again the combination of acoustic instruments, very chamber music kind of sound with electronics. This is something you've worked on now for a number of years. The new record, though, has these almost orchestral sounds, which you worked with the New York composer, Nico Muhly, on.
Yes, and actually the new album also has more electronic sounds than any of the others. So I kind of just went further in both directions.
In both directions at once, yeah.
But I brought Nico Muhly on to help me with... So basically I had already made the album for a string quartet and piano and electronics, like kind of like we're playing now, but I wanted a new dimension to it. So Nico came in and he kind of expanded my arrangements to the full orchestra to give it more texture and more life. You know?
Mm-hmm. Now, Nico is very much a New Yorker. You know, the Metropolitan Opera is doing his opera, Two yeah. Boys. But he seems to be constantly in Reykjavik.
He is. it's surprising. We were in a bar last night actually hanging out, and he speaks Icelandic now, like
yeah,
pretty good. He's that much in Reykjavik.
I mean, I'm not sure what the heck is in the water up there in Iceland, but you know, you have more musicians per capita in Reykjavik, I think, than anywhere else in the world. Not all of them from Iceland. I mean, Ben Frost, the Australian, is up
yeah.
there. Nico's up there a lot. Sam Amadon, the American folk singer, goes
yep.
there a lot. Is everybody making music there?
Yes. no. I mean, when you're there, it kind of looks different. But, you know, it was not really until I started traveling this much and seeing it from the outside that I kind of have to admit that, yes, there is something special going on there. But, yeah, definitely. And there's something that people seek out, and they want to go there, and they want to live there to do music. It's, you know, some say it's nature, or but I think it's more society. Like, it's a slow... It's not stressful society. Like, you can relax, and that's a very important factor of being creative, is to be able to relax.
And that sort of thing is prized, right? You know,
it is.
It's supported.
Yes, it is supported. I mean, currently, we just stupidly voted for a right-wing government, so it's being a little bit less supported at the moment. We're losing some of that support, and we have people who don't really see the value in it at the moment. But yeah, generally, the music and arts in general are very much supported.
Well, we have certainly enjoyed hearing your music over the years, and I you know, I just love this new record. For Now, I Am Winter is the latest from Olafur Arnoldsson. To you and the band, thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.